God heard their groaning. I want to talk to you about how to deal with heavy bondage. In the book of Exodus chapter 2, we see the Israelites in deep bondage in the land of Egypt. In verses 23 through 25, the Bible says, "Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God looked upon the children of Israel, and God acknowledged them." Let's look at some key phrases found in these verses. First, we see the Israelites groaning because of the bondage. Then they cried out. Their cry came to God. Then God heard their groaning. Then God remembered. Then God looked. And then finally God acknowledged them. Many people in the United States right now are in heavy bondage. Financial bondage, work bondage, family bondage, fill-in-the-blank bondage. So the question is, how do we get God to acknowledge us and respond to us? I want to give you three ways to accomplish this. Number one, cry out. If there's sin associated with your bondage, ask for forgiveness. Cry out to the Lord with a repentant heart. Again, the bondage could be anything. It could be addictions. It could be marital problems. Whatever it is, cry out to the Lord and ask Him for His divine intervention. Number two, fast. In the book of Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6, the Bible says, "Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke." If you are in bondage, I would encourage you to fast. Fasts usually mean that you abstain from eating food for the entire length of the fast, though communion is acceptable. Again, look at the benefits of fasting. The bonds of wickedness will be loosed, the heavy burdens will be undone, the oppressed will be set free, and every yoke will be broken off. There is great power in fasting. Some people say that fasting is more of a nuisance for them than a benefit. They say that they're so hungry that they can't concentrate on praying. Thus, they refuse to fast. Well, that's exactly what the enemy would want. The enemy will tempt you to eat, but if you overcome, the promises here in verse 6 will be obtained. Finally, number 3, worship the Lord. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we see Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir rising up against the children of Israel. They came to battle against King Jehoshaphat. Hear what the king said in verse 12, "For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us, nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." They were in great distress, so they cried out to God, and they kept their eyes upon the Lord. Skipping to the middle of verse 15, "Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Verse 17, "You will not need to fight in this battle. Position yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord who is with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not fear or be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord is with you." And Jehoshaphat, verse 18, bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem bowed before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. Catch this in verse 22. "Now when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the people of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were defeated." We see this great army, this great oppression, coming against the children of Israel, and they overcame the enemy by worshiping the Lord. I would encourage you to put in some anointed Christian music and just sing and praise and worship the Lord. Please repeat after me as we join together and pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, I cry out to you because I need your help. Please acknowledge me. Lord, do you desire for me to fast? If so, please orchestrate how you want me to fast. Lord, please help me to be a powerful worshiper of you. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.